coming up on episode number 366. Well, I'm back from the Podcast and New Media Expo out in Ontario, California. And I'm back with an all-request show. So we'll have your requests, some of which may stir up some controversy, as well as some trivia with Tina, all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday night. It's October 1st, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, an all-request edition of Coverville, in which you email or call or put a message in a bottle and send it to me, and I play your request. Tonight's show is brought to you by Bluehost. They're the site that I use to host Coverville. They're awesome. For $6.95 a month, you get 300 gigabytes of space. Now, that's gigabytes. 300 gigabytes of space, 3,000 gigabytes of transfer, which I think translates to 3 terabytes, right? 3 terabytes of transfer, 3,000 gigabytes, 2,500 pop emails, 1,000 FTP accounts, all that stuff, all for just $6.95 a month web hosting. Make sure you use the link on coverville.com. I haven't updated it with their new offer, but it will take you to their website where you do get their new offer. Every time you sign up through Coverville, it helps me out. It gets me some money to keep the show going. So please do use the link that you find on Coverville on the right side. Enough of that. Let's go ahead and get into the show. Let's start things off with an audio request. This one, well, I'll tell you about it in just a second. Let's listen first.
Hi, Brian. This is Jay from Cleveland. I was just listening to episode 359. You had mentioned that you knew of Everclear's Brown Eyed Girl cover, but that this was a different cover for the Boys of Back in Town. Well, my favorite Everclear cover is a cover of Yaz's Bad Connection. Yaz is the group that Vince Clark had between the time that he left Erasure left Depeche Mode and before he started Erasure. So you might want to check that out. Bad Connection cover by Everclear.
Oh, man. As a child of the 80s, I know Vince Clark, and I especially know Yaz, the band he was in with Alison Moyet. The album Upstairs at Eric, my goodness, contains the original version of this song. For this version, for the Everclear version, I had to do a little bit of looking around and found a website in the UK that was selling the CD. It's a CD called For College Radio Only, and it was put out by Everclear before, I think, between their first and second albums. It came out in 1997, so it's got Everything to Everyone from So Much for the Afterglow, but then it's got a ton of covers, including this one. We're going to start things off here with Yaz's Bad Connection, performed by Everclear.
Thank you. service announcements with guitar.
It's originally by The Clash. That is a cover by a group called The Caravans that comes from a collection called White Riot, Volume 1. That was a request by Brian from Dallas, Texas, who said, as part of a CD exchange with some friends, I recently encountered Know Your Rights by The Clash for the first time. It seems to me like it could have been a really great song if The Clash had spent a little more time working on it. I looked for a whole 2 minutes and couldn't find any covers of it that improve on the original, but maybe you'd have better luck. Well, indeed, I looked for a little bit longer than that and found that version. Don't know if it is an improvement. I love the skiffle. You know, it's got definitely more of a skiffle kind of feel to it than the original version. Hopefully, Brian, you like that version a little bit better. Before that, Bad Connection, going out to Jay in Cleveland. The original by Yaz from Upstairs at Eric. This cover version comes from Everclear's album For College Radio Only, more of an EP that came out in 1997. So, yeah, just got back from the Podcast Expo. I won't go into too much detail about it, but it was a very, very good conference. Got a great interview with Jimmy Golding, which you'll hear on a future episode, maybe even an episode this week. And also had a chance to catch up with a lot of the podcasts that I appreciate and The ones that still continue to inspire me, of course, Dan Klass, Lance Anderson from Verge of the Fringe, and this guy right here. I'm just going to name a couple. I could name all of them, and we'd be here for hours. CeCe Chapman, right? See? but let's go ahead and listen to a call-in. This is in response to a Prince cover that I played a little while ago.
Brian Abbott. Tim here, calling from Hollywood. I'm in the middle of your the most recent request show, and I just heard that Prince cover of the Bonnie Raitt tune, It Can't Make You Love Me or whatever it's called. Great song, by the way, but come on, man. I know you're a very generous guy. You very rarely, you know, trash anybody. Huge Prince fan, grew up on him. But that is that is a horrendous cover. come on, man. There's no way you weren't cringing during that, you know, 12-minute long cover. And then he starts riffing on, you know, baby, it's going to be the church and the bed, their love, you choose the love of the bed. It wasn't so bad, baby. It wasn't so bad now, was it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That sucked. Come on, dude. All right. Onward. Later.
Yeah, for the request shows, I pretty much leave everything to you, the listener. I let you pick what you want to hear, and unless it's really, really out there, I'll definitely play it. Now, in stark contrast to Tim's point, we have Mike from Brooklyn with Counterpoint.
Hey, Brian, it's Mike from Brooklyn. Just want to let you know that I was listening to a couple shows back, I think 362, and that Prince cover of I Can't Make You Love Me absolutely blew me away. What a find. That's incredible. Anyway, quick request. I don't know if you've ever done a Cher cover story, and I can't understand why you wouldn't
okay,
have.
So I'll get to his Cher cover story at some point, but I wanted you to hear the first part of that message. And then, Mr. Coyne, do you have a follow-up?
Brian Abbott, Tim from Hollywood. I'm stalking you. Okay, you just redeemed yourself. That I'm on fire cover. Oh, beautiful. Come on now. Nice. Very, very nice. Good recovery, buddy. Good recovery. Oh, it wasn't that bad now, baby. Okay, later.
All right, so I wanted to play those for you. Mike from Brooklyn, I will get to your Cher request at some point. Maybe not a whole cover story of Cher, but we'll see. You know, actually, I have enough material that I might be able to put something good together. But no, request shows, they're all about you, and I want you to feel like, you know, stuff you request, stuff that you want to hear, I will play if it is... even, you know, if it's something that maybe I wouldn't necessarily pick, I'm not saying anything, although, yeah, that Prince song certainly wasn't up to his usual caliber, in my opinion, but anyway. So I had a request. Let's see here. Sebastian wrote in, my wife Tammy and I, and I feel like Casey Kasem, my wife Tammy and I enjoy listening to your show. She especially likes the trivia that you do with your wife, and she's also a trivia buff. Anyway, we're celebrating our 10th year wedding anniversary on September 27th, yeah, a few days ago. Our first song was, and then he made a request for a song that I don't have a cover of. So after I replied back to him, he said, well, you know what? One of her favorite groups is Crowded House, and he says, I think you have everything that was ever done by and of them. Right? And so I looked back in the archives for Sebastian and Tammy and realized I've never played this version of Better Be Home Soon by Casey Chambers from Australia. I love this version. It comes from a compilation disc, and I've talked about this one a couple times on the show, that I think it's just brilliant. Came out in 2005. It's called She Will Have Her Way, and it is female vocalists covering Split Enz, Finn Brothers, individual Neil Finn or solo Neil Finn, as well as Crowded House covers, that whole Finn genre. And it includes this cover of Better Be Home Soon by Casey Chambers, and it's going out to Sebastian and Tammy. Happy 10th anniversary.
Somewhere deep inside, something's got a hold on you, and it's pushing me aside. See it stretch on forever.
This is David from Beverly Hills, Florida, looking for a cover of Captain of Her Heart from Dublé. Has anyone ever done a cover of that song, The Captain of Her Heart? Thank you. It's my favorite song. Goodbye.
Thank you. go to a longer part she couldn't wait another day for. The captain of heart.
Going out to David in Beverly Hills, Florida. That is The Captain of Her Heart, performed there by French performer Laurent Vuzley. V-O-U-L-Z-Y, Vuzley. I hope that's how you pronounce that. That comes from the 2006 album La Septième Vague. And of course, the original was by Dublé, which I always pronounce double. See? You learn something new every time. Before that, you heard Better Be Home Soon by Casey Chambers. That was going out to Sebastian and Tammy. No, the content of the song is not what I wish for your 10th anniversary, but the fact that you love Crowded House, and that is a beautiful song, regardless of the lyrics, is what I was dedicating to you. Better Be Home Soon, performed there by Casey Chambers from the 2005 album, She Will Have Her Way. Now, I promised you controversy at the beginning of the show, and I wasn't referring to the the Prince version of I Can't Make You Love Me. Let's go ahead and get to this request.
Hey, Brian, this is Jordan in New York City. I am calling for the second time to request the same song because you didn't play it last time I called, and I really want you to. It's a cover of MacArthur Park. It's by a band called The Negro Problem. This song was voted, I think, the worst song ever recorded, the original version. And this version is really groovy and rocks. So please just play it for me, for my sake. Thank you. And for your listeners' sake, because they'll like it. Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, Jordan, you talked me into it. Now, I was a little concerned because I thought the name might be a little controversial, the group called The Negro Problem. Well, it's a reference to division that happened, the racial divide that happened in psychedelic rock music in the late 60s, how they had the division into white music and black music, which of course was a started much earlier than that with the race music in the rock and roll and blues industry and pop radio in the first half of the 20th century. This is a group, though, that's fronted by someone who is black and is using the term in an ironic way to describe that racial division. And really, you know, I like the song. I like the version of the song, and so I think you will, too. But, you know, that's my lack of education doing research on the band is what caused me to be concerned about playing it before Jordan, so I hope you will forgive me. And now that I've kind of gone back and said, all right, let's take a look at the band. Of course, let's hear the song. Now, something else you'll notice is that the lyric, someone left the cake out in the rain, has been changed to someone left the crack out in the rain to illustrate the Los Angeles landmark's decline in respectability. So another little reference there that, you know, maybe could have gone a little controversial had I not stepped in to clear it up, hopefully. Here's MacArthur Park by a group called The Negro Problem. This comes from the 2002 album Post-Minstrel Syndrome.
It ran one step ahead, and we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and were pressed in love's hot fevered iron, like a pair of striped pants. We'll be right back.
all trombone, all the time. It's Coverville. No, this is a group called the London Trombone Sound doing their version of Derek and the Dominoes' Layla. This is going out to Jesse in El Cajon, California, who writes, I discovered Coverville several months ago, and I'm finally caught up on the podcast. As a trombonist, I really enjoyed the Bonorama cover of Crosstown Traffic you played, about 20 shows ago. I've got another one for you. About 12 or so years ago, a group of 16 London trombonists from the various London orchestras got together to put out an album of trombone arrangements called The London Trombone Sound. Besides classical arrangements of Monteverdi, Brahms, and Barber, it also includes arrangements of Gershwin's Someone to Watch Over Me, the Pink Panther theme, 76 trombones from The Music Man, performed by 76 trombonists, and a great arrangement of Layla, which is the one I'd like to hear on Coverville if you can manage it. So I went out, actually bought the album and checked it out, and it is great. So that is the London Trombone Sound, 16 trombones from 7 orchestras with their version of Layla, originally by Derek and the Dominoes. Before that, MacArthur Park by Negro Problem from their album Post-Minstrel Syndrome. And that's minstrel if you're looking to spell it M-I-N-S-T-R-E-L, like the strolling musician. That came out in 2002. It's a cover of the song that Jimmy Webb wrote. And Richard Harris, probably the most famous performer Richard Harris, Donna Summer, of course. All right, let's get to this. Okay, Tina is here in the Coverville studios. Hey, Tina.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. So we had some comments about people who love your contributions to the show.
Really?
Yeah. Well, people were coming up to me and saying that at the expo and emails, you know, when I asked for feedback, everybody enjoys the visits from you.
That's great, because I really didn't feel it earlier.
You didn't feel it when?
At the expo.
Oh, my God. Really?
Really?
Oh.
Some people didn't remember ever meeting me, yet I've met them, seen them 2 years in a row.
Well.
It's quite interesting.
I don't think that's your problem. I think that's their problem.
You're right.
Yeah. So, there you go. All right. Well, besides that, is there anything you want to say before we jump in?
Just, hi, Tim. We had a nice conversation about how I always say, no.
All right. Okay, let's get into this. This is a Coverville Scramble Musically Challenge provided by the always wonderful Anna Burke from the Music Eye Quiz.
G'day there, Brian, and g'day, Tina. It's Anna here from the Music Eye Quiz podcast in Australia.
G'day.
How are you guys doing?
Hello.
Well, I'm back again. You just can't get rid of me, can you? Back again with another Musically Challenged, and I've decided to do another song scramble for you this week. So what's going to happen, I'm going to play you a little snippet that contains 5 songs and see if you can pick out the individual 5 songs and the artists that recorded them. And they will all have something in common, so I want you to see if you can identify what...
I didn't do that.
I didn't do anything. That's Brian.
All right, let's try that again.
Did you pause? Scramble twice. Save you rewinding, I'll play you the song Scramble twice.
They ask me how I knew.
Oh, crap, I gotta think of it. Eye of the Tiger.
Right?
Don't say words you're gonna.
Okay. Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah. Hold on. I got to think of that last one. It's like, I love you, baby.
Okay. People are really enjoying listening to you think. All
okay.
Right. Let's listen to it again.
Okay. You got to stop them after each one.
Okay.
They ask me how I knew.
See, my parents would be awesome at this one. I'm serious.
Okay.
I don't know what the name of it is.
It's Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by The Drifters.
Okay.
That is The Drifters, isn't it? Yeah, I think that's The
sure.
Drifters. Okay.
Do
should not. This one should not take you this long.
I know. I'm trying to think of the lyrics, and it's not coming.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to cut in.
Okay.
I'm just going to interrupt you. It's Fine. Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl.
Yeah. I already got this one.
Well, you identified...
Sadly.
Did you say both artist and title?
No. Is it Survivor?
Yeah.
Eye of the Tiger?
Yeah.
Don't say words you're gonna regret.
Not Joe Jackson.
No, not Joe Jackson.
I want to say Naked Eyes, but I know that's not right either. I don't know.
That's the Alan Parsons Project. The Alan Parsons Project with Eye in the Sky.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Okay.
All I can think of is just the lyrics, I love you, baby, but I know that's not it.
That is Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Yeah.
By Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Okay.
All right, I think. I think those are.
And how did you go with that one?
What They All Have in Common. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Brown-eyed
Girl.
Eyes.
Eye of the Tiger. Yeah. Eye in the Sky. Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Okay.
I think you guys might have done all right. Let's hear some answers. Song number one was Smoke Gets in Your Eyes from The Platters.
Oh, The Platters, not The Drifters.
Yeah.
I think it was Benny King, but it's not, is it? Your eyes. Platters. Criminy Brian. I should have known that.
Song number two was Brown Eyed Girl from Van Morrison.
You. My brown eyed girl.
Song number three, Eye of the Tiger from Survivor.
Notice I got the 80s song right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Song number four is Eye in the Sky from the Alan Parsons Project.
This one was an 80s song too.
Yeah, you're right, it was. It so was. I think it was on my K-Tel album.
Should have paid more attention to the liner notes of those K-Tel albums.
I know. Although, I used to read them, you know, all the time.
I should shut up because I missed the Drifters.
Yeah,
the Platters.
Brian. Oh, my.
Yeah.
And the last song was Can't Take My Eyes Off You from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Can't take my eyes off you.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you want to hear more little music quizzes like this, you can check out my podcast called The Music Eye Quiz at musiceyequiz.libsyn.com, or you can do a search for Music Quiz in the iTunes Music Store and you should find me there. All right, Brian and Tina, till the next time we meet, and the rest of the Coverville audience, take care and keep up the great work, you guys. See you later.
Thank you, Anna. Well, see you later, too. See you later. The eye thing. You like what I did there?
E. All right.
All right. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. I'll turn this down a little bit more. Again, Coverville this week is sponsored by Bluehost. Make sure you check them out. Bluehost.com is where you can find out about them. But when you're ready to sign up, and you will be after you see all the great stuff they offer, make sure you use that link on the right side of Coverville.com. And that helps me out tremendously. Thank you. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me, coverville@gmail.com. Call 206-222-COVER or 206-222-2683, or post a message in the forums, post a message on the weblogs, both of which you can find at coverville.com, along with 365 other shows of archives. We will be back. Boy, now see, with me doing this on a Monday night, I think I'll be back on Wednesday night with another edition, then try and do a third one on Friday. Wednesday night might be the Jimmy Golding interview. I think I can get that edited and ready for Wednesday night's show. He does some great live acoustic covers sitting there right in the lobby of the Marriott with me, and you will absolutely enjoy that.
Plus, he's so nice.
He is. He's really like one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
I know. I mean, he's just so kind. Absolutely. You'll love him too, guys.
Exactly. So hopefully Jimmy Golding interview for Wednesday, and then a cover story of some sort or another. Probably Beck is what I'm looking at for a cover story for Thursday or Friday. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.